As we know, in Parshat Devarim, Moshe once again speaks about the chet of the Meraglim, obviously one of the seminal chets of the Jewish people in the Midbar that ultimately damned them to staying in the Midbar. In Parshat Devarim, Moshe focuses on different aspects of the chet than those spoken about in Parshat Shlach. One of them is how exactly the Jewish people approached him. Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Bet, Moshe says, "Vatikruvun elai kulchem, you all came to me. Atomru, and you said, Nishlacha anashim lefaneinu v'yachbiru lanu et ha'aretz, etc." Rashi comments with one word, "Vatikruvun elai kulchem ba'arbuvya," as a mob, as a mess. Rashi contrasts this with the way the Jewish people approached Moshe after Ma'amad Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, speaking about how they don't feel they can continue handling this direct revelation, and Moshe should intervene on their behalf. There, the Torah says, "Vatikruvun elai," same opening phrase, "kol rashei shifteichem v'ziknechem." Rashi explains, there, the Jewish people came in a respectful way. Here, they came as a mob. Yiladim dochvim et haskenim, uzkenim dochvim et harashim. As opposed to there, where the Rosh Hashiftechem were in the first line, the Ziknechem behind them, and then the others behind the Zikanim, here it was everyone pushing their way forward. The Kli Yoker explains that both of these kirvot were problematic in their own way, and there was a lesson to learn from each of them. He said that when the Jewish people approached in a mannerly way at Matan Torah, Moshe initially was surprised because they should have been so passionate about wanting to learn Torah that they should not have been willing to stand one behind the other. Moshe said, you know what, this is a respectful people who show their respect even in a time when they're passionate. Now, by the chet of the Meraglim, when it came time to getting a chiluk in Eretz Yisrael and pushing ahead, the Ladim pushed the Zakenim out of the way. And Moshe said, now I realize that the way you approached me at Matan Torah wasn't out of respect, but it was because you weren't passionate for Torah and therefore weren't pushing your way forward. And obviously the lesson of both of these two sides is, on the one hand, we should approach, when we function as a tzibur, we should approach respectfully, allowing the Roshei Shifteichem first, the Zakenim after them and before us. And that's a very important lesson. On the other hand, when it comes to things that are about passion, we should show our passion by running, not by pushing, of course, but by running to the front, to wanting to be the first one there, as our commitment and interest in what we're pursuing.